Why don't we wade into the waters a little bit about what to do in clinical practice at this instant? And of course, I think this is going to change a lot over the next 3 months as we see more and more data. But, you know, clinicians and patients are going to want to take action, I would think, at this point. I'd be curious to know sort of what your thoughts are in terms of approaching patients with HER2-positive disease outside of a protocol setting right now.
Yeah. Well, I think that for patients who have positive nodes, where we have very solid data, I think that particularly if they don't have any underlying cardiac disease, because all those patients were excluded from these trials, that I think the standard of care should be the use of trastuzumab. Having said that, the other thing that goes hand in hand with that is that cardiac function needs to be monitored closely.
Can you say specifically how you think it should be monitored?
Well, we monitored in the trial. We checked the ejection fraction. In the NSABP trial, we used MUGA scans only. In the intergroup trial, they used MUGAs or echoes. We did that in the NSABP trial because we wanted something that was quantifiable and could be used across institutions, because the NSABP trial initially was the indication trial for the drug, for trastuzumab. So we wanted something where there wouldn't be as much, even though MUGA scans aren't, you know, there's some plus or minus margin of error with a MUGA scan, just as there is with an echocardiogram, but it's less observer dependent. So that's why we use MUGA scans. But we did basically evaluation of left ventricular ejection fractions after AC.
You also, obviously, baseline.
And at baseline, obviously.
So baseline after AC.
After paclitaxel, again, so 3 months after the AC. And then we did it 3 months again after patients were done with paclitaxel and were just taking trastuzumab. And then we did a final ejection fraction measurement at 18 months, which in our trial was 3 months after the patients finished trastuzumab.
Now, would you recommend that exact monitoring strategy?
Well, we did find decrements in ejection fraction that caused patients to stop taking trastuzumab in every quarter of the year. So I think that at least, I think that worked well for us. And the other side of this is that it's not just measuring a number from this, it's the clinical cardiac assessment. It's the doctor patient, you know, asking the questions. Do you get short of breath when you walk upstairs? How are you feeling? You know, how's your energy level? To have a sensitivity to think about this.
This concludes the first CD. For more from the interview with Dr. Ramon, please turn to the second CD.